Do you have a menu item that you demand to be prepared a very specific way? And then little patience if it's not. Like at a coffee shop. I will have a tall iced soy non-fat half sweet no foam caramel macchiato with an extra shot of caramel drizzle with room in a double cup, and I'm in a hurry. If you've ever visited a coffee shop early in the morning, it seems like humanity runs on coffee and very specific coffee orders. And I often fear for the coffee barista's life who gets the order wrong. Well, the theme of this guided audio meditation from Romans chapter 15 will perhaps help turn the tables. It will help us show our humanity by first helping others, to set out to first lighten the burden of another. So to begin your meditation, just settle into a place where you can reflect once more on humility. Just surrender here. Release your body, your mind, and even your eyes towards God. And as you begin, listen and join in to this responsive prayer from Hebrews chapter 13 and respond, Lord God, help me help others. Our sacrifice is to keep offering praise to God in the name of Jesus. Lord God, help me help others. But don't forget to help others and to share your possessions with them. Lord God, help me help others. This too is like offering a sacrifice that pleases God. Lord God, help me help others. Spend a few moments now in complete silence, surrendering any thoughts of entitlement or prideful expectation. Sit for a moment, palms resting, face upward in your lap. Just resting open in a posture of surrender and humility, and encounter God there. This morning, you woke up receiving a gift you did nothing to earn. Your heart was beating, and your breathing was steady. So take time here in continued meditation, being mindful of the life that God has given you. If they weren't before, close your eyes now and take note of your heart beating and your lungs expanding. Where do you feel your pulse? The life-giving blood that God has given you. You feel it in your chest, your arms, maybe even your fingertips. Now, where do you feel your breathing? The life-giving breath that God has given you. In your lungs, your stomach. How does your body move as God gives you each breath? As you become more and more aware of God helping you live, whisper, Lord God, help me help others. Take a few more minutes now to be present with God and aware of your breathing, your heart beating, and be satisfied with God's authority and your humility. Continue to be aware of God in this moment and take note of Him everywhere around you. How are you aware of Him right now? Just feel, hear, and imagine examples of your control over your life, circumstances, and your surroundings right now. What do you feel in control of? Your mind may wander as you consider it, but return then back to thoughts of God's sovereignty and rule, back and forth, starting with His authority, drifting back to yours, and then remembering to return back to His. Take time here to explore that pattern and that rhythm. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings, each one expanding into wider passages from different translations. Listen for how the words impact you as you listen to Romans chapter 15, verse 3 from the Christian Standard Bible. For even Christ did not please himself. On the contrary, as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? How did it help you be more present and open to God? After pausing a bit longer, what still remains of this passage in your mind? We'll rest here in the truth of Christ's humility. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New Living Translation. We who are strong must be considerate of those who are sensitive about things like this. We must not just please ourselves. We should help others do what is right and build them up in the Lord. For even Christ didn't live to please himself. As the scriptures say, the insults of those who insult you, O God, have fallen on me. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words shape your thoughts, striving to please others more than self. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. And listen carefully in this passage for examples of humility. Now we who are strong in our convictions and faith ought to patiently put up with the weaknesses of those who are not strong, not just please ourselves. Let each one of us make it a practice to please his neighbor for his good, to build him up spiritually. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written in Scripture, the reproaches of those who reproached you, the Father, fell on me, the Son. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that our endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope and overflow with confidence in his promises. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, return to the coffee shop. As you stand in line, notice the barista behind the counter, attentive and focused as they take complex orders, perhaps frustrated by mistakes, perhaps hidden anger for the reproach and insults they receive when mistakes are made. The line moves at a snail's pace until you're asked, "How may I help you?" What if instead of answering, you pause, smile, call them by name, and ask them about their morning first? What do you see in their eyes? What do they see in yours? How does it make you feel? Well, rest here in that moment. As you were present in your imagination at the coffee shop, discern God's presence now, here, today. In what way might you be able to blunt someone's pain today by helping them? How might you be able to help someone by noticing someone, building them up, encouraging them? See that now in this time of centered reflection. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing, the beating of your heart, whispered breaths of humility as you surrender your pride. And let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or the end of your day. Lord God, help me help others. Let me pray now that you find a spark of a moment to be considerate of those who are suffering today. Don't just please yourself, but help and encourage others. Build them up. And now may the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Amen. So today and in the days ahead, you will no doubt experience a moment of self-soothing, the need to self-satisfy. It may be subtle, it may be overt, but in either case, thank God for the awareness of it, and use the reminder as a trigger to explore how you can serve someone else. So when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or sunset of your day, with all intentionality, find a way to serve. You will then discover that not only did you serve one of God's children, you served unto Him as well. And it will be there that you encounter God.